Reverend Franklin Graham decries incentive not to work on Labor Day. By Amy Furr on September 7, 2021. On Labor Day, Reverend Franklin Graham drew attention to the effect of coronavirus stimulus packages, describing them as incentive not to work. In a Facebook post, he said citizens celebrated the American worker, but today it is troubling to witness the disregard we see for hard work. Almost every business is trying to hire people, but can't find enough. So many people no longer want to work. What has happened in just 2 short years? Graham continued. With President Trump, the United States had the strongest economy, some say since Eisenhower, and we had more people working than at any time in our history, but it is evaporating. Yes, the coronavirus had a great impact. But political mismanagement has dealt a debilitating blow with things such as repeated stimulus payments and giveaway packages that encourage people not to go to work. The Republicans seem to know how to get people to work and the Democrats seem to know how to tax your money and give it to people as an incentive not to work. Breitbart News reported Friday the U.S. economy added just 235,000 jobs in August and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.2%, according to the Labor Department's monthly labor assessment. The median Econa Day forecast of analysts was for 740,000 jobs and an unemployment rate of 5.2%. According to Econoday, the outlet said. The private payrolls report from payroll processor ADP on Wednesday, however, pointed to a much weaker number, with ADP estimating just 374,000 jobs, missing estimates for 500,000, it added. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden struggled to defend the disappointing jobs numbers for last month and promoted more taxes as the solution. While I know some wanted to see a larger number today and so did I, what we've seen this year is continued growth month after month, he stated. In his post Monday, Graham said God created people to work and asked followers to join him in thanking him for his hand of blessing on this nation through the years. And pray for America and our leaders to turn to God and ask for his forgiveness, his mercy, and his continued blessings. That is what we need most, he concluded.